Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So what's the Lord saying to you, man? What's the Lord saying to you?
Well, God was just really challenging me. You know, this morning he stopped me in Luke 19 and just giving me that encouragement and that reminder. You know, we've talked about it probably once or twice before, and Jesus had an encounter with a tax collector. His name was...
Haven't we all?
His name was Zacchaeus. Mm-hmm. And you can... You know, remember all the things that happened in the story, and Jesus or Zacchaeus was a short man. He was a head tax collector and head of the crowd.
Zacchaeus.
I don't know.
That was a different tax collector.
I don't know.
Zacchaeus.
Yes.
The wee little man.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Got him.
But
the sycamore tree climbing man.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
But the one thing that the Holy Spirit stopped me at, what was so significant, was the first line in that story, is that Jesus entered Jericho and he was passing through.
Yes, just passing through.
He was just passing through, and that was a huge thing that was really challenging me. It's just like it's in those passing through moments when it's those kingdom opportunities that so often that we are like, no, I have to get to my destination. And that has been such a challenge to me, because it's just like we can get so in task mode and I've got so much to do. And, you know, I'm doing this for the kingdom. And all the while, we're missing the kingdom. We're missing those kingdom moments to love people. But the whole thing was, though, is that the whole reason why Jesus came was for the cross. Mm-hmm. The whole reason why he came was to stand in the gap, to be crucified. But he never neglected his Father's creation, the sons and the daughters, the men and women to his side that God placed next to him.
Right.
And it's like that moment when the
Holy Spirit said, I've been faithful with those that you entrusted to me.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just so challenging me. And it's just like, we cannot get past the pace of love. We just can't. We can be doing so many things, and that's the thing. We're doing. We're not loving. And I have a military background too. And the thing that God reminded me about was just like when you're on a patrol, when you're in a vehicle, you don't just go 65 like you do on a freeway. Mm-hmm. You take your time and you're watching, you're paying attention. And that's the thing. It's just like, in order for you to see things, you got to slow down. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing where God was just speaking to me. It's just like, slow down. Mm-hmm. Love. Yeah. Jesus never walked faster than love. Every footstep was at the pace of love. And that so just challenged me, because it's just like, God, I don't want to, you know, forgive me. I just repent for that, because I had just like you can look at like all the things I got to do, but it reminds, you know, we've had many conversations before. It's just like, the more you have to do in a day, or the more the responsibilities or entrustments, that's that much more time you need to spend with God.
Yeah.
Because it's God that's going to give you that grace, and it's going to give you that love to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Because if we're not loving people, then we're missing it.
You're right. Yeah. It's useless.
Exactly.
Says if you don't have love, and love is patient. Love is kind.
Exactly.
Right. Kind.
Right. Yeah.
Long-suffering.
Yes.
Right. No records of wrongs.
And James says we're a clanging cymbal for now.
Yeah. And that, you know, and one of the recent segments too, is just like, that's the greatest thing of all these things we do. But if we don't love, you know, we're missing the whole thing. And that was the encouraging thing, was that because of how Jesus interacted with others, it empowered them to be able to pick up their own cross. Because Jesus says, if anybody wants to be my disciple, you got to pick up your cross and follow me.
Mm. Deny yourself.
Exactly. Deny yourself. Jesus.
Deny your schedule.
I mean, so many of the miracles, salvations, powerful moves that God did through Jesus, that Jesus did, it was on the way.
Right.
Passing through. Right. Very few times does it give details of Jesus at his destination. It was while he was going.
And those are the most powerful. Those are the people that want more from God, are the ones that are willing to interrupt what's taking place. Those are the ones that moved him the most.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even people that weren't even the people that he was coming for. When the lady began to worship him and cry out for her daughter, he's like, but you're not, I've come to the Jews first. And He's like, I got to take care of this woman. I got to meet her needs because she stopped me. The woman mm-hmm. with the issue of blood, she stopped me. Mm-hmm. You're right. Every single time. Those are the big ones.
Exactly.
And most people, they're waiting for the event to take place. And I'm going to get a front row seat. It's like, you missed it. He was coming in the back door. You could have been there at that moment. You could have been at Mary's house. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about seeing the goodness of God. I want to encourage all of our listeners and viewers. These are great days because, if you've been ministering for quite some time, you've noticed that there's been kind of an unresponsiveness to the gospel like it should be. And as spoken earlier in an earlier program, through some in-depth prayer and study and research, Dutch Sheets found out a word from Chuck Pierce that was given over a certain period of time that America went under a curse for 40 years, mm-hmm. because a judgment for 40 years because of the Roe versus Wade law that was passed in January 1973. Well, that 40 years was up in January of 2013, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which means that was a judgment against signs and wonders. So if you look back at all the things that were happening in America prior to that, mm-hmm. It's 1973. I mean, that was just huge. I mean, it wasn't because it was just like God just withdrew for a period of time. And I love the Psalms where he says, God will not be angry forever. He will not hold us. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Mm-hmm. And thank God, you know, for that. And so we're beginning to see the release of his power. And we're believing with a lot of others that God's about to pour out a third great awakening. Mm-hmm. This week ended, earlier part of this week, the 777, 7 days of prayer that Ann Graham was leading, that God had laid on her heart, and it was amazing. Also, I think we're still in the time of Celebrate America, which is Rodney Howard Brown, mm-hmm. and what's taking place in Washington, D.C. at the Women's Liberty Hall or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. And Dutch Sheets is traveling around the nation, beginning to loose a word of hope over America for the Third Great Awakening. We've been talking about it, so I want you just to, you know, be encouraged, lift up your head, and know that God has good plans in store for those who are his, and that a harvest is going to be coming in so great, so large. You know, I've seen, God has shown me a vision of the harvest that's going to be coming in. He's shown others. He's shown Bob Jones, who's now with the Lord, and a billion souls coming mm-hmm. into the kingdom of God, which means we got to wake up, do like David said, if we had something wrong in our life, you know, ask God to, we got to repent for the wrong things in our life. And they say, Lord, if you cleanse me, he said, cleanse me with hyssop. But you would say, cleanse me with the blood of Jesus and make me right. When I do get right, I will teach other people your ways. So he went from a broken, sinful, disjointed reality to a place of repentance, getting in right relationship with God, to a place of teaching what he knew in God. Because then we tell so many people, you know, because you made a mistake, you can't tell anybody anything about God.
Right.
No, first of all, he's the one that deceived you and got you into this mess in the first mm-hmm. place. And now he's going to try to deceive you to say you can't say what's true about God anymore. Mm-hmm. Your testimony is probably greater than anybody else's because you have that deep history of, yeah, this is who I was, but this is who I am now. I mean, that's why Pat's testimony is so effective because of how, I mean, my testimony is so effective because of how, you know, I guess it's this chair over here because it's the same thing. John and Steve have just perfect lives and all that.
Not so much.
Not so
far
not
from
so
it. Much. No. It is God. Okay. And that's okay.
I thought you were going to share anything.
Oh, no. Well, like, it's a huge testimony. Like you're saying, it's just that same testimony. It was just like, not right. the same testimony, but it's just God.
That is not my testimony.
What are you talking about?
Are you offended?
No.
Go ahead.
No, it's just basically, you know, it's the devil's going to lie to you like you're saying, but then he's also going to lie to you just to get you not to tell people how God brought you out of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right, man. So what's the Lord saying to you, man? What's the Lord saying to you?
Well, God was just really challenging me. You know, this morning he stopped me in Luke 19 and just giving me that encouragement and that reminder. You know, we've talked about it probably once or twice before, and Jesus had an encounter with a tax collector. His name was...
Haven't we all?
His name was Zacchaeus. Mm-hmm. And you can you know, remember all the things that happened in this, in the story, and Jesus or Zacchaeus was a short man. He was a, he was a head tax collector and head of the crowd.
Zacchaeus.
I don't know.
That was a different tax collector.
I don't know.
Zacchaeus.
Yes.
The wee little man.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Got him.
But
the sycamore tree climbing man.
Yes.
Okay.
That guy.
Got it. Okay.
But the one thing that the Holy Spirit stopped me at, what was so significant, was the first line in that story. Is that Jesus entered Jericho and he was passing through.
Yes, just passing through.
He was just passing through. And that was a huge thing that was really challenging me. It's just like, it's in those passing through moments when it's those kingdom opportunities that so often that we are like, no, 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 I have to get to my destination. And that has been such a challenge to me because it's just like, we can get so in task mode and I've got so much to do and, you know, I'm doing this for the kingdom. I'm doing this for the kingdom. And all the while, we're missing the kingdom. We're missing those kingdom moments to love people. But the whole thing was, though, is that the whole reason why Jesus came was for the cross. The whole reason why he came was to stand in the gap, to be crucified. But he never neglected his Father's creation, the sons and the daughters, the men and women to his side that God placed next to him.
Right.
And it's like that moment when it, when the
he even said, I've been faithful with those that you entrusted to me.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just so challenging me. And it's just like, we cannot get past the pace of love. We just can't. We can be doing so many things. And that's the thing. We're doing. We're not loving. And I have a military background too. And the thing that, God reminded me about was just like when you're on a patrol, when you're in a vehicle, you don't just go 65 like you do on a freeway. You take your time and you're watching, you're paying attention. And that's the thing. It's just like, in order for you to see things, you got to slow down. And that's the thing where God was just speaking to me. It's just like, slow down. Love.
Yeah.
Jesus never walked faster than love. Every footstep was at the pace of love. And that so just challenged me because it's just like, God, I don't want to, you know, forgive me. I just repent for that because I have just like you can look at like all the things I got to do, but it reminds, you know, we've had many conversations before. It's just like the more you have to do in a day or the more the responsibilities or entrustments, that's that much more time you need to spend with God.
Yes.
Because it's God that's going to give you that grace and it's going to give you that love to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Because if we're not loving people, then we're missing it.
It's useless.
Exactly.
Says if you don't have love, and love is patient, love is kind.
Exactly.
Right.
Kind.
Right. Yeah.
Long suffering.
Yes.
Right. No records of wrongs.
And James says we're a clanging cymbal for now.
Yeah. And that you know, and one of the recent segments too is just like that's the greatest thing of all these things we do. But if we don't love, you know, we're missing the whole thing. And that was the encouraging thing, was that because of how Jesus interacted with others, it empowered them to be able to pick up their own cross. Because Jesus says, if anybody wants to be my disciple, you got to pick up your cross and follow me.
Deny yourself.
Exactly. Deny yourself. Jesus.
Deny your schedule.
I mean, so many of the miracles, salvations, powerful moves that God did through Jesus, that Jesus did, it was on the way.
Right.
Passing through.
Right.
Very few times does it give details of Jesus at his destination. It was while he was going.
And those are the most powerful. Those are the people that want more from God are the ones that are willing to interrupt what's taking place. Those are the ones that moved him the most.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even people that weren't even the people that he was coming for, when the lady began to worship him and cry out for her daughter, he's like, but you're not, I've come to the Jews first. And he's like, I got to take care of this woman. I got to meet her needs because she stopped me. The woman with the issue of blood, she stopped me.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Every single time. Those are the big ones.
Exactly.
And most people, they're waiting for the event to take place. And I'm going to get a front row seat. It's like, you missed it. He was coming in the back door. You could have been there at that moment. You could have been at Mary's house. That's awesome. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.